Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Ebro Law Rosenberg, what's popping, y'all? What's cracking, y'all?
Hey, hey.
Laura, you all right over here?
I'm good.
At some point, we're going to have to cover what went down last night.
Yeah.
Because I deleted the post from at Old Man Ebro, but, you know, for the family, we had to go hamburger.
I know, and I had so many people reach out to me saying how they've gone through this with their loved ones, you know?
So scary stuff, man.
We'll dig into it later on, but basically my partner's father went missing, and he has dementia. So anyone who's dealt with an older parent, you know, or relative or, you know, grandparent, whatever, with dementia and has wandered off, like, you know, the pain our family went through yesterday. But we found him. He's good, but I'll tell you the story later on, but it's crazy. Ugh.
Whew. Yo, I was you when you put me on, it was like 9 o'clock last night. Y'all know I'm old, right? So I'm already in wind down mode. And I was about to jump in the whip. I was like, where are we going?
I know. Thank you.
Yo, round up the cavalry.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's cavalry, right? No, cavalry. Whatever. Round us up.
Cavalry. Yeah.
Lord, did it come from a tip?
You know what? Right now, I was like, everybody was just like so delirious and exhausted from searching for hours and hours and hours that I just got the "Yo, we found him" message and a little bit of info. So, listen, the power of social media is amazing. People were spreading the word everywhere, and eventually he was found. But I don't know if you guys want me to go into it now, later, we'll talk about
it
later.
Now, I just know you're exhausted. You know, because we had to use all our resources and go public with it.
Yeah.
I felt like it was fair to share with the audience.
So real quick. So basically my partner, Ricardo, his father ended up falling and hurting his head and went to the hospital, and they wanted to keep him to, you know, evaluate him. And they ended up discharging him without calling the family, and he has
That's
dementia.
Crazy. That's and they knew this.
I mean, I yes, you know what I mean? They didn't call anybody, and they claimed that he was conscious, he was fine, but if you ask him what borough he's in or what area, you know what I mean? Like, what state he's in,
right.
He doesn't know. So That's it's crazy. Basic information, and he didn't have a phone or money, so he ended up wandering off. So the whole family and everything has been searching by car. Ricardo got on his bike, you know, searching every train station, every, you know, park, every, you know, everywhere that he can think of. Like, they literally been searching since yesterday morning to like today at 4 a.m. So finally they found him. And I don't know if it's through a tip, but they ended up filing a missing persons report too. So that helped. But it has been a nightmare for my family. And I had so many messages of people who went through it too. This woman told me that her dad ended up, like, they found her dad. She's in New York, and they found him by the Canadian border. Like, it, you know, it's like, it's, wow. It's tough. It's tough, you know, when you have a loved one that's going through dementia, because it's literally like you have to take care of them. They can't be unsupervised. There's like a child.
And when he bumped his head, he, somebody brought him to the hospital, right? So somebody signed in for him. I'm sure they informed the hospital that, you know, he has dementia. Why would they just... That's crazy.
We're going to deal with that later, but I'm just so happy that he's safe now. He's home. And just thank you to everybody who shared, you know, on social media. You guys can delete it now. Right. And I just appreciate everyone's support, because it's just scary, man. It was scary.
Yeah, I'm glad he's found, too. Now we can play dominoes again, and I can copy cool him one more time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know then we can get back to normal.
Get back to this copy cool action. My man's in them. That's my guy. He's a good dude, too, man. Well, I'm happy. Laura, I know you had a tough night, but thanks for sharing with us, too. You know what I'm saying? On the radio. I'm glad
Course.
The whole community could come together.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it so much. Like, the power of social media and everybody just spreading the word, like, it helps so much. So thank you.
That's real. Listen, we got some prizes. We're going to try to have some fun today. It's Tuesday. The weather's aight. Rosenberg was popping, fam.
Back in effect.
Back in effect.
Welcome back. I can't wait to hear about your trip to Cuba.
Welcome
back. Oh, there's lots there. Oh, lots man. There. Oh,
yeah. I can only imagine. We didn't. Yo, dude went to Cuba expecting a lot. He was like, yo, I might jump on the radio. I didn't say that. You text me. He was like, yo, I might jump on.
Oh, I meant call you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't an option.
And he was like, yo, I was going to text. And you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah. Yo, we might have heard. He might have said 9 words the whole time via text.
Yeah. I let me tell you this. When we talk about it, I'm going to give people advice that I wish I had received on my trip to Cuba. I did not get. Okay. I think I went a little more adventurous, perhaps, than I should have.
Welcome back is strong.
Welcome
back is strong.
Strong. It's only a week, Shawnee.
Yo, man's been gone 4 days, bro. Chill out.
You know what I'm saying?
Back is strong.
Cuba. You know what I'm saying?
It's far.
Anything could have happened. It's 90 miles from Miami. I know it sounds like a far, far away land. It's literally right there.
It's right here.
It's crazy. It's crazy down there, but it ain't that far. Let's get into it. It's time for Laura Never Loses. What are we giving away, Laura?
We got tickets to the Toyota HBCU New York Football Classic. Yeah. This is Morehouse versus Howard going down September 17th at MetLife Stadium.
Let's go. Hey. Tasha and Henry on the line. Tasha, good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you today?
Happy Monday.
It's Tuesday, though.
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, it's my Monday, my first day back at work.
There you go, Ty. Yo, listen, stick with Monday. Tasha, stick with Monday. Go for it. Why not?
You wake up as Wednesday.
Now, really, Tasha, you was out there dropping it. You was throwing them back. You was looking back at it. You just now coming back.
No, absolutely not.
What do you mean, absolutely not?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. I ain't going to press you. You know what I'm saying? Henry, what's happening?
What's going on?
How you doing today?
I'm all right. Just got to work.
What do you do? You want to shout them out, or y'all not cool like that? They don't pay enough.
I just started here, but they all right.
I respect it, B. You out there getting money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. Now, Tasha, who you want to represent?
Yes,
me or Laura Styles?
We'll go with Laura this morning.
All right, yeah.
All right, mama.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play Laura
Never Loses.
All right. Ooh. Here we go.
Go.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Which legend will be getting a street?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Legends getting street. That would be Nipsey Hussle?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Probably, but incorrect on this one. Which legend will be getting a street in her hometown named after her?
Missy Elliott, I believe.
Missy Elliott. Oh, Miss I didn't Demena. Know about that. What is the center of a cell called?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Nucleus?
That is correct. Ty Gain. Who dropped her album?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Mm-hmm. Megan Thee Stallion.
Traumatized on Friday. That's correct.
Traumazine.
Sorry. What is the capital of Nevada?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
The capital of Nevada. Ooh.
Ooh.
It is. Oh,
two.
Ooh. Ebro, you know this.
I do. It ain't Las Vegas, but I'll go with Las Vegas.
Incorrect.
It's not.
I was going to go with Las Vegas, too.
It's not. Incorrect. It's
Las Vegas. Carson City.
Carson City.
Oh, my God.
That is correct. Time's up. Ebro wins.
Oh, my God.
Henry, we did it. You new job and some new prizes.
Yes,
HBCU Football Classic going on, the New York Football Classic. Morehouse Howard, September 17th, MetLife Stadium. You're in the building, Henry. And Tasha, it's not Monday. It's Tuesday.
I know. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Have a good one.
Y'all have a great day.
Love you guys,
all y'all friends of the show. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles. What's happening?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, man, ASAP Rocky is being charged with assault for the alleged shooting. I'll give you more details on the story coming up next.
Man. See bro in the morning. Laura Styles, Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Shut them down, open up shop. R.I.P. DMX, the great DMX. Yo, wasn't that super interesting last week, Laura? How emotional Bobby Shmurda got talking about DMX and what he meant to him. Man, that was crazy. That was a good convo.
Y'all go to Hot 97. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that. Go check the whole convo because, yo, he really lit up for DMX.
Like lit up.
That was dope too. He started reciting his lyrics.
Yo, it's just a good interview. Go check the combo with Bobby Shmurda on the Hot 97 app. You should download it. It's really great. Let's go, Flashing Lights with Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So we've been talking about this. So ASAP Rocky is now facing criminal charges for the alleged shooting in Hollywood, California, where he's accused of firing multiple shots at a former friend. So the LA County District Attorney announced on Monday that his office has charged ASAP Rocky with two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. So remember, Rocky was arrested for the alleged shooting in April in LAX, where cops were waiting for him to get off his private jet with Rihanna. It was like a big thing. So prosecutors say Rocky pointed a gun at a man during a heated discussion back in November. This happened in Hollywood. And during a follow-up confrontation, they're saying that Rocky pulled the trigger and fired two shots in the direction of this dude. He's also being sued for assault and battery. The guy, the victim, quote-unquote victim, is a former ASAP mob member, a dude named ASAP Relly. I've never heard of him, but... And he says he's the victim. He said he was hit with bullet fragments and he has suffered injuries. So LAPD is still investigating this case, but this does not look good.
Yo, I read in an article somewhere, and this could be completely whoever the writer was editorializing, but somehow this ASAP Relly, you said his name was?
Yeah.
And ASAP Rocky, how many years ago? This is some years ago, right? This is a couple years ago. This isn't recent.
Yeah. It's happened,
21.
Yeah, so last year, Relly was wanted to have a conversation with Rocky, apparently upset about the direction of his music career or some other business dealing. They say in the article that Rocky was like, all right, let's meet at this location, shows up, and that's when things went left. Now, I've never heard of ASAP Relly, and don't know the full story or if this is even facts, but It sounds to me like this dude has been trying to come for Rocky for a little while, the way the article was written. So for him to come out and now after, because wasn't the original story that the police got the video from nearby surveillance, but not that this ASAP Relly dude had came forward?
It was something like that, I remember.
So now this guy comes forward either because somebody's putting pressure on him or because he wants money. Because he was mad at Rocky the whole time.
But was he actually shot?
Well, they said it was fragments. I don't know if he was shot. Like,
got it.
I don't know if like Rocky shot him or like there was something went on and a gun went off, shot him. I don't know how the whole thing goes in the video. But the way this thing first came out, it wasn't that it was a person. It was the police were looking for Rocky because of a video. Now somebody's name's attached to it, which just seems peculiar to me.
Teresante.
Yeah, it's very interesting, but let's see how it all plays out for Rocky. Oof. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 6:59. Today is a high of 83 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
We got stories from Cuba with Rosenberg. We got audio that I want to play. And congratulations, you played yourself. It's kind of long, so we'll probably play it before congratulations, you played yourself. Of somebody breaking down the FBI and what, I don't know who the woman is. I found it on Instagram. But anyway, she's breaking down why, what the FBI and how the FBI went about going to search a president, a former president of the United States residence. Why this is a big deal. So we got all that coming up. Plus Curve, plus tickets to Rolling Loud. You got Ebro, you got Laura, you got Rosenberg. Thanks for joining us. Yo, Ebro, Laura, Rosenboyk, we together on a Tuesday. The wet. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but every day I'm loving this weather. I just stop for a moment and just make sure I say thank you because the weather is amazing. And that's after the many thank yous that I give when I wake up in the morning and I'm breathing and my faculties are still together, you know. Thankful that my left knee, you know, maybe wants to bend, maybe it doesn't, but I still have one. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful. You know what I mean? And I'm here. So thankful to have you guys joining our program today. And I would like you to hear this audio. I know there's been a lot of talk about the what they were calling the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. We for many days told y'all it wasn't actually a raid. It was an appointment made. Communication. There was no doors kicked in. There was no nothing that would constitute what we know as a raid.
Right. Well, you're really letting the truth get in the way of a good story here.
I am sorry. But I want you all to listen to this audio because I think this is a great breakdown, and I think for those people who are unwilling to hear maybe where this might be going for the former President Donald Trump, I think this woman has the proper tone of voice to get through to some of you. Let's have a listen.
I want to talk about the warrant served to Donald Trump and the subsequent search of his home in Florida. The FBI serves search warrants on homes throughout the country every single day. Warrants are needed when law enforcement has to move quickly on a criminal investigation because they're concerned that sensitive materials might be in danger of being moved or concealed or destroyed. A search warrant does not necessarily indicate an accusation of a crime or the subject's guilt, but it does indicate a sense of urgency because it's only used when law enforcement can prove that a subpoena or a summons or a request won't work. The Justice Department and the FBI don't have the authority to act on their own. They have to get a federal judge or magistrate to approve their request. And because of the Fourth Amendment against unlawful search and seizure, they have to be very specific and convincing so that A, they can get that warrant, and B, any evidence discovered is not deemed inadmissible later in court. A search warrant must meet a very specific checklist of requirements before a judge can sign off on the decision to invade someone's home. The FBI can't just show up at your property. They have to convince a judge that they have probable cause that a crime has or is occurring. And legal experts have been very clear that not even the most liberal judge in the world would allow them to search the private residence of a former president without airtight, smoking gun, bulletproof evidence, knowing how political this search would be. In fact, the Justice Department did everything they could to keep it quiet. They published nothing. They leaked nothing. They even had their agents dressed like fellow Mar-a-Lago members so they wouldn't stand out in their FBI jackets.
Wow.
The only reason we know about it is because Donald Trump himself told everyone. Remember, this warrant has nothing to do with January 6th, with the big lie, with Trump's attempt to stay in power after losing the election. It has nothing to do with blackmailing Ukraine or Russian interference or tax evasion. This warrant has to do with the Presidential Records Act, enacted in 1978 after the Watergate scandal, that requires the preservation of White House documents as property of the U.S. government. In common speak, when you're the president, everything is recorded, saved, and belongs to the country. You can't just take things from the White House and not give them back. The warrant cited three things to justify the search. One, obstruction of justice. Two, the possible mishandling of government records. And three, and most importantly, the Espionage Act. Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 793, which says it's illegal to be in possession of national security information that could harm the United States or aid a foreign adversary. So in layman's terms, treason. What got the Rosenbergs executed in 1953? So let's be clear. This isn't about planted evidence because the FBI would have no access to top secret national security information to plant in the first place. It's not about things being classified or declassified because if it can hurt the US, it can't be in the wrong hands, no matter its classification. And it's certainly not about keeping mementos because top secret information is not the same as having Shaq's shoes in your office. And it is certainly not Banana Republic behavior because this is by the book law and order stuff. Trump took things he wasn't supposed to, and when he was asked to give them back, he didn't do it. It's shady, it's deliberate, and the question is, why did he do it? Because he definitely did it. And to get that warrant signed, it's almost definitely criminal.
And that means,
shoo,
if you ain't listening and you're still in disbelief, yeah, that button.
So all that big willy talk, hop, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play. Now, once again, like we said yesterday.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Like we said yesterday, doesn't mean he's going to jail.
Right.
Doesn't mean, you know, anything else happens here. Because this is uncharted territory for the government of the United States of America. So I don't know what it means, but for those keeping score at home, crimes are definitely being committed with the intent to embarrass, discredit, and lift up the skirt on America. And that, and yo, I want to make sure I clearly understand a lot of people that support Trump, they want that. They're not Republican or Democrat. They just want to see the whole damn thing set on fire.
Bun it.
Now, would you say, Ebro, that this situation, what happened in the last week, while it may not lead to anything criminal happening to him, was it a step that surprised you? Are you surprised that this much has happened?
Of course I was surprised. I didn't know he took documents that they was asking for. I missed that whole play. Like, I maybe I heard it, but I didn't know how serious it was.
No, I don't think most people
knew. Espionage Act. I don't know nothing about a presidential
documents
either. You know, I'm not that deep in it. So when they said they pulled up at the crib, or when he said they pulled up at his crib, the Alphabet Boys was outside. I knew history is forever changed now. I knew that.
Okay, focus on that. History's forever changed. What do you mean exactly?
We as a country have never sent a federal agency to a former president's house looking for documents that should not be at that person's house but should be at the White House.
Isn't that crazy?
That is an acknowledgement that we have a big problem. And despite the fact that so many people are like, oh, this is America, and you know, we're not a banana republic, we're not one of those places that imprison their former government leaders, well, we might want to start considering it, boys and girls.
Exactly.
Because we're going to get more of this if you don't.
The audacity, too. Like, the man has so many things being investigated. There's so many different searches happening, it seems like, on a daily basis. I don't mean literally like in this case, but they are trying to get to the bottom of all the many things he's done wrong. And he still had to roll out with a box full of papers could potentially be dangerous, by the way.
Well, because
potentially be dangerous to this country.
Fam, there's whole news stories about Jared Kushner going and doing deals with the Saudis and taking documents and nuclear secrets. Yo, Kushner and them have made lots of money from selling secrets. That's the whole, what's Biden's son's name?
Hunter.
Hunter Biden. That's the whole thing with the laptop, that he was using that, using government information to go and, I mean, and obviously him doing drugs and prostitutes and everything else that's on that damn laptop. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole story, is that they're leveraging information to get dough, to chase the bag. For their own personal gain. Oh, nah, listen. Trump Was the President is a phenomenal TV show. I mean, when we lost House of Cards a few years ago because your man Kevin Spacey's a dirtbag, scumbag, skeevy monster. Who, by the way, also had to pay some, is paying somebody like $30 million or something for his whole sexual assault crimes.
He was bad.
He's a bad guy. No wonder he played that part on TV so well.
Exactly.
But anyway, it's a phenomenal TV show, and just another
We're in 15 years, when the TV show really comes out, like the real HBO show is done. You know, these days they should wait like 30. They won't. Well, they'll wait like 10, 15.
Next year.
And when the next generation's watching it, like even your kids, Issa and Ken's are gonna be like, "Was this?" Issa's gonna be like, "I don't remember. It was this crazy." And you're gonna be like, "Yeah, it was that crazy."
Yo, and we're here now. And for those people who have wanted to see America get topsy-turvy for a long time and the chickens come home to roost, yo, I see you. I see you. And for everybody else that was in denial, you get one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got? Or excuse me, Laura Stiles, what you got today?
So I have this story that a couple of our listeners sent to us. A man by the name of Antoine Sims from Georgia. Well, he got into an argument with the manager at McDonald's because of cold fries.
Oh, yeah.
Got so bad that they decided to call the police. Meanwhile, this dude had an outstanding warrant for his arrest for failing to appear in court for a 2018 homicide.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
He's accused of setting a car on fire with a woman's body in it. Wow. So you're over here arguing over cold fries. They call the cops. And they're looking for you, fam?
Congratulations. Oh. You played yourself.
Let's break this down further.
You deserve those handcuffs.
Let's break this down further, though. Why? Let's assume you've never committed any crime. Mm-hmm. You're just a regular person. Why are you calling the police over cold French fries?
Because you're an idiot?
Yeah, I'm trying to fundamentally understand.
I don't know. I stop short when people are dumb like that. I stop short.
Yo, but this is not the first time in recent news where cold French fries have been the source of major problems. Right. Someone got someone was killed at a Brooklyn McDonald's.
Yeah, man.
Because of cold French fries.
Cold. Yo, guys, I just want to give an update to everybody. If you go to a fast food restaurant and you freak out every time you get some cold French fries, I got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Facts.
It's going to happen sometimes.
Yo, them cold French fries is whack, though. For real, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
just keep it up.
For the record, I just like to say, I sit around when I'm eating food like that, I will be eating at the point where the French fries are cold, and I'm still enjoying them. I just want to be clear. Now, if they're frozen.
Now, let's be honest. It depends on the restaurant.
Right. McDonald's cold?
McDonald's depends. Cold, still cracking them.
If you got the saltiness, if the saltiness is cracking, right, you're going to be all
right. Right. Don't call the cops.
Don't call the cops.
Congratulations. What? You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up.
The
playing
cops.
Yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Now, when you delve deeper into that story Laura Stiles just shared, because I had to find out who this person was that called the cops and had warrants and all this. Come to find out, this dude had killed a woman and burnt her up in her car in 2018. Yep.
Didn't I just say that, Ebro? Are you listening to the program?
No, I was not. Everybody take a shot.
Oh, my God.
Take a shot. Ebro's not listening already because
you played
just
yourself. You should tune in sometime. You should tune in.
It's a hell of a show. It's a hell of a show.
Yo, miss a moment, miss a lot.
Congratulations. Right. You played yourself.
Cast one, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I've worked really hard. I want to let the audience know. I've worked really hard over the last, like, I would say couple years to have more fun on our program.
Okay. I think you have.
You think I've been doing good?
I think, honestly, I would say over the last 6 months to a year, yes, it's gotten markedly more chill on a daily basis. Yes, I agree. Laura, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
Like,
we haven't spiraled too much.
Yeah, you don't spiral on a daily.
Right.
You know? Obviously it was intense in 2020 there, very intense for a while, but that's where the country was. That's where things were. Since then, I think we've bounced back nicely.
Well, because I just realized that while it's a lot of people who are effing morons and don't get it. A lot. It's nowhere near everybody. Like, there are, and our listeners are very sensible, logical, smart people, and we thank you. So I get off base, you know. Like King Louis just sent me a Twitter thread of people starting militias and preparing for civil war against the IRS. What are you talking about, bro? Of people literally who think the IRS is coming to get their guns.
The Internal Revenue Service.
That's right. The IRS is coming to get our guns, and we need to stand up because they just hired 80,000 people. What?
Yo, one of the guys, I was just watching the thread, one of the guys on there goes, you know, I'm just sitting here watching about the bill that happened about the guns and all that good stuff. I went, no, that's not enough information, sir. I need more information than that. Guns and all that good stuff, what bill are you referring to?
Which one? What are you saying?
So the reason I haven't spiraled is just because people are like, the people who are really emotional and would be willing to go stand out in front of the White House to try to stop an election from being certified, you're crazy people.
Most people don't even know what's going on. They just, it's whatever story is in their head. Whatever story they've accepted.
Yo, man, when I touched down at Miami International Airport the other day, and we went to a restaurant and I ordered a cheeseburger and french fries, I damn near got on the floor and kissed the American soil to be back, okay?
Wow.
And just as I'm enjoying my hamburger, what I love about America, that we have everything available, all the ingredients we could possibly want at our disposal, I then look at my phone and see what the people are saying and see how many people are threatening. Because while I was gone, this whole Trump thing played out. I didn't realize that in the week that I was gone, the right now hates the FBI.
That's right. Defund the FBI. They want to defund the police.
They want to defund the police. And I went, wait, man, I was just happy to be back here, man. And that's the first thing I see.
Right.
Yo.
Well, and it's all relative what you're talking about, right? Because what you're talking about, Rosenberg, is coming back from a country like Cuba that has problems that people in America would not even be able to fathom.
We couldn't never would trade for.
We couldn't even unify under protecting each other from catching a virus.
Right.
And we're talking
without
about things
like literally falling apart.
Fam, they're turning off the power on these people at random times just cuz.
Yeah, no freedom of speech, no freedom of press.
So when you get back, and then on top of that, they don't have resources, they don't have goods. They're being you get back and you go, "Wow, man. we really have every opportunity here.
Right, but and let me tell you the plot twist. That government ain't promised none of that stuff. The reason people get so upset here is because the marketing statement of the United States makes all these promises and falls short, and or makes promises and overreaches in people's minds. That's what's happening. Right? And so it's relative. Yes, you can get a cheeseburger and fries. Yes, your power is still on. Yes, there is some semblance, something that resembles you having the freedom to say what you want to say and do what you want to do. But what that actually is and what that actually means to different individuals is where people start getting a little haywire because their expectations are really high. Their expectations are really high.
Did you just accidentally sing the intro to A Living Color?
I sure did.
Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do in Living Color.
Exactly. Call right now. 800-223-9797. DJ John is here. Or maybe.
Is he here?
Wait. Is
sort of.
He? Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
And there's the intro.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo. What's goody?
Now, do you want your alternate intro to be an outro, or do you want it to be an intro? Do you want to start things? Or in things.
Let's start it. Let's see how that feels.
Yo, run the new intro then, baby.
I don't really like it.
You don't like it?
I haven't heard it yet.
Hey, Sean.
It's DJ John.
It's DJ John.
It's DJ John. Here's DJ John.
Wait for the horns.
Wait, he doesn't get the Edwin Diaz music?
Yes, he is. He's a Yankees fan.
It's DJ John.
The Yankees fan has been taken over like other Yankees fans have by the Mets closer intro. It is what it is, guys.
Do you see the passion in Shawnee culture when this comes on? Yo,
he actually moves and dance.
Yo, Shawnee, man, that song's so good. It might be good. Worth getting you back to Queens for a game, man.
At least one, right?
I'll tell you this. When the playoffs come, the first night Diaz comes in a playoff game, it's going to be madness.
My God.
I'm in there. When this song plays, but I'm singing DJ John, though. But I'm in there. I want to make this happen.
Yo, John has acquiesced, man. He realizes that's running the city right now, don't you, John?
It's tough.
Now, what are other Yankees fans saying?
Oh, man, they hate it. They hate it.
The Yankees fans are a miserable group right now, man.
Yeah, they lost again last night.
No offense. They got no offense.
They're nothing.
Yo, run that intro. It's going to be an intro and outro.
Oh my gosh.
John, it's DJ John.
It's DJ John. It's good stuff, people.
So how are these cats like Norwegian and Australian?
I don't know, but it's fire. Whatever they did is fire. I don't care where they from. That joint is fire. And somebody better suck. Yo, Nems, you better get to it. You know what I'm saying? Put some bars on that joint. Bing, bing, figure this out. Bing, bing, bong, this
bing,
joint.
Bing, 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 bong.
Bing, 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 bong. Who's on the line? Shawnee and John, what are you giving away?
Win tickets before you could buy them for the Millennium Tour. Turn up, going down with Bow Wow and Carrie Hilson and more November 19th at the Hulu Theater at MSG and also at November 11th at the Prudential Center, baby.
We got Kylie on the line.
Kylie.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Kylie. You sound amazing. How's your Tuesday going so far?
It's going amazing, actually. I'm so happy I got in so easily this morning. Good morning.
All right. Well, answer this question super fast so you can get these tickets.
All right, here's your question. Can you tell us who did A$AP Rocky have a baby with?
Ooh, good one.
Read to the Rihanna, Rihanna.
Read I have never the heard honor. In my life. Read to the honor.
Good morning. Wow.
That was Read one notch Rana. Better than when Sean, if Shawnee had called her Rizzy Anna. That's what? That Rizzy was how bad that was. You
know what I'm saying? Rizzy. She said Read to the Rana?
Read to the Anna.
No, she said Read to the Rana.
Read to the Rana is crazy because her name's not Rirana.
All right, John, you up, kid?
All right. Here you go, DJ John. What 2005 song did A$AP Rocky say changed his life?
Ooh. Oh, Pesos. Wait, 2005?
Wrong year.
Yeah.
Wrong year. The correct song is Mike Jones, Still Tippin'.
Oh. Wow.
He said it changed his life.
Yeah, that was 5 years before. Yeah, my bad. Damn it.
Yeah, sorry, John. Read to the Rana.
And my middle name is Anna, so Kylie Anna.
Kai to the Anna.
There you go.
Yes.
Whatever it is. You're getting tickets. You're getting hooked up. What are the tickets for, John?
Millennium Tour going down November 9th and November 11th.
Baby.
Baby.
Yes.
Hang on one second. We got to get some info. Wait, the Millennium Tour, that's Omarion and them?
It's only, for now, it's Bow Wow and Kerry Hilson and more.
Bow Wow, Kerry Hilson, and more. All right. Well, you're getting tickets on the way. Flashing Lights with Laura Estela.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I want to play you some audio of an amazing celebration of Nipsey Hussle for the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So I'll play you some clips coming up next.
Can we do it now?
Yeah, we can do it now. Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so you know we've been talking about Nipsey Hussle. His birthday, first of all, his birthday will now be known as Nipsey Hussle Day in Los Angeles for years to come. So the announcement was made during his celebration in Hollywood for his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So his family, Lauren London, his children were all gathered on Hollywood Boulevard. And his star is right outside the Amoeba store. So his sister, father, grandmother were all there to wish him a happy birthday. And Shawnee, do you have a clip of Lauren London? But it was beautiful, and just watching everybody together is like bittersweet. But check this out.
Nip would have been honored by this moment. I think he would want everyone to remember that you can't get to what's possible unless you commit to moving forward. That doesn't mean forgetting where you come from, but it requires acknowledging the reality you were born into and the power you have to change that reality for the better. So whenever you're in the City of Angels and you see this star, I hope it encourages you to break away from whatever might be holding you back and for you to run your marathon until God says that it's finished. Nip will forever live in our hearts. I am grateful for the love and the support the world has shown us, but especially I want to thank the City of Los Angeles. I love you. And as y'all know, the marathon continues.
Hey. RIP Nip.
So dope, Nip. Right?
Man.
Bittersweet. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:01, a high of 85 today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect. Got you a little choked up?
I just wanted to hear that Nipsey now. Kind of
need to. Gotta play it. Play
kinda
that.
Gotta
Nipsey
hear grinding all my life.
All my life.
Grinding all my life. I'm married to this gang. That's who I made my wife. Said I die alone, I told that she probably died. First thing that's for sure. Got a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin's.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
So as we came together to decide what we were going to talk about right now on Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. The conversations off the air were highly entertaining. You had Laura Stiles, who didn't want Rosenberg to sound like a privileged gringo. You have Shawnee Culture, who is trying to explain to Rosenberg that his experience in Cuba, Shawnee grew up like that in Trinidad. Like, right. When he goes up in the mountains with the elders, and, you know, like, what are you even talking about?
When he would go visit Trinidad. Yeah.
When he would go visit, obviously.
Right.
And then you have Cast One talking about the compo and what goes down in DR, which is...
Even in the city of DR right now, you might have power, you might not.
Right.
You might have water, you might not.
And I keep telling him, I'm trying to explain to him, the story for me isn't that Rosenberg went to Cuba, which I think is amazing. He went to Cuba and he knew what he was getting into and he wanted the experience. The amazing part of the story for me is the fact that I know Rosenberg. He don't want to go on no adventure for his vacation. He want to go sit by a pool, sleep, maybe smoke, sip a beverage, read a wrestling book.
I had my book. I had my shout out to Brian Gewurz. I had his book with me.
And that was what his vacation was. So I was waiting for this moment. I've been waiting weeks.
But I mentally try to prepare him, Ebro.
It don't matter, Laura. It don't matter. The only reason he went on the trip was because he knew his new wife wants to get out there and take these amazing photos down there.
Fiance.
And she loves an adventure. She hangs off the side of buildings. She flies in helicopters. She'll be in the top of, are we going to the Himalayas? I'll hike up the Himalayas just to get a picture of a snow leopard mating or whatever she's trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I knew Rosenberg was only doing this for the new family member that he has. This isn't what he wants to do with his life. Right. But he did it.
I did it. Ebro sent me a very, by the way, it was off to a bad start. Ebro sent me a very encouraging text being like, hey, man, you're getting out of your zone for your new lady. I'm proud of you. This is great. But you keep in mind, this came because I texted him before I left the U.S. I texted him being like, yo, I'm sitting in coach. It's bad out here, Ebro. It's bad.
Yo, your man couldn't even ride in economy to get...
From the first flight
from DC to Miami, I get to the airport, the American Airlines desk, and I'm like, we didn't bother with first class. I was like, nah, that's crazy. We're on a queue. We don't need that. We get there. It goes group eight. I went group eight. How many groups do they have? So this is. You talk about first world problems. I'm already upset.
Yo,
Ebro, when he told me he was going to go to Cuba, I said, okay, P, listen to me. I said, this is not a vacation where you're going to go lay back and get a piña colada with a little umbrella on it. You have to remember, it's very humble and you're going for the culture. I try to mentally prepare
him. You should have stopped that. It's not a vacation.
Right.
It's an adventure. That's a great learning experience. Okay.
Now, Laura did try to prepare me. But Laura also had a different experience. She went down with Red Bull. She stayed at the Hotel Nacional. Yeah. And she went out and did cultural things during the day. And then would return to the Hotel Nacional at night, which is the famous hotel where Lucky Luciano and all these famous mafiosos used to go do their deals. We, based on recommendations from Natalie's photographer friends and different people she knows who's traveled, was like, listen, if you're going to go to Cuba... You don't want to go stay at a hotel because the hotels are owned and run by the government. If you want to support the people, stay at an Airbnb. That way you can give directly to someone. Now, we did that. We got to the place first day, show up. First thing I notice, it's very hot in here. Why is there no electricity? Because I read like 100 reviews for this place. Nobody said, hey, the power goes out all the time. Because just so you know, in Old Havana, power doesn't generally go out that much. That's not a they keep that neighborhood lit because it's an important part of tourism. So generally speaking, Old Havana is good electricity-wise. Not when we got there. It was 149 degrees, okay? It was bad, bad. Now, I meet the lady who's hosting the Airbnb. I'd been communicating with her over messages on the app leading up to this, no problem. Oh, yeah. Airbnb automatically translates your messages. When I saw her in person, we didn't have an Airbnb computer to communicate between us. It was just us speaking. And when I tell you she spoke not a word of English, she did not speak a word of English. However, that wasn't the frustrating part. I'm in a Spanish-speaking country. I'm not a total yo-yo. I'm not that dumb a privileged American where I'm showing up going, speak English. So I'm like, let me speak my broken-ass Spanish.
Right,
Spanish
I'm proud of you.
Good.
I'm proud of you. Good. Yeah.
Yo, for some reason, the lady who ran my Airbnb, she was the only person in Cuba who could not understand one word of my Spanish. I mean, not one word. I'm
what
like,
were you saying?
I'm like, oh, she's, yeah. She holds saying? Up four sets of keys for me. I'm like, no sé cuál llaves para... I just didn't know what to even ask at that point. Because I'm like, I need you to show me each key for each door. Now
I understand what you said.
Yeah, so I understand what you meant.
Cuál llaves. I got which key. Like, that's cuál llaves. You got to work with me, lady. Okay. I gave you which key.
Cuál llaves.
So I would say, I would be like, you know, I'm talking about the most basic things.
What else would you say? What else?
Quiero ir para comer.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Sabes una restaurante que nosotros podemos ir?
That's pretty good. That's clean.
That's good.
She would stare at me like I was speaking Swahili. She did not know what I was saying. And
like,
then
she didn't go Spanish out of here.
So that was day one. You know, I saw a roach in our place that was...
How big?
By the way, I want to be clear. Living in Manhattan, even in a nice apartment, I get my share of water bugs. They're scary here. This joint was double the size, triple the size. It was gargantuan. And I had to kill it because once Natalie saw it, I'm like, well, now I got to handle this. So I murdered that SOB. It was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
And we started doing our activities, which were amazing. We did a day trip to the beach with an amazing Airbnb experience.
Nice.
The dude was, you know, taught us a lot. We learned a lot. Now, of course, we get back and find out later from our friend who we met that day that she had tested positive for COVID.
Yikes.
So, not exactly what you're looking for, but it's okay. And then we did an Afro-Cuban cuisine experience, which was amazing. Learned some things about Santeria. Laura, I got a limpia. We got cleansed.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, tasted amazing food. Shawnee, we were hanging out with the elders, playing music.
Come on now.
Beautiful. Yo,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Cuban people so nice, right?
Did you do a little dancing with your hand on your belly? And one
By the way, I wasn't doing salsa dancing. It was more like they did this thing where they – Natalie has a video of it. It's so embarrassing. I'll send it to you guys, but they go around with their little, like, shaker – and when they come up to you, you got to come, like, dance up. Mm-hmm. And then they, like, shake it all out. And you got to, like, cleanse yourself out.
Right. Exhale.
Yo, it's the most, if you, of all the awkward things I've ever done, guys, it's so uncomfortable.
And it's caught on video.
It's on video. Now, I do have to say, the people in Cuba, literally, Ebro's right, the warmest, the kindest people. And one thing that makes the experience incredibly unique that I was not aware of is that, like, violent crime is not really a thing in Cuba.
Yeah.
So even when you're in the poorest of poor neighborhoods, where if you were in the United States or Europe or anywhere else in the world, really, you'd be like, we've been programmed to be scared for our physical well-being. You could walk through, we would go home at 10 o'clock at night seeing random shadows in the dark. You still wouldn't be scared because no one's like that. It just... they don't have violence as part of their day-to-day life in that way, which I thought was
like that.
For the most
part. And it's incredibly punished too, as well, of course. I mean, that also factors into the communist government and the fact that if you mess with a tourist, your life is over. So there's a lot of things around that. But at the same time, as a visitor, we felt totally safe. Our next door neighbors had like nothing, right? It was a woman who was braiding people's hair in her apartment. That was the business she had. And her kids, every time we'd come home, they were sitting on the stoop outside of our apartment. So friendly, so kind. The people were just fantastic. But then, at the end of the trip, we'd been there about 5 days. Power had gone out maybe 3 times. We'd seen a few interesting things.
Nice.
We'd had a really good time on our excursions. But Natalie ended up looking down off of our staircase, which was like outside of our apartment.
and she saw the ritual sacrifice of pigeons.
Nice.
She didn't view it that way. She didn't.
How many pigeons?
Two pigeons had their
and
necks
snapped.
You
said snapped. It was a ritual, like it was burning candles and playing music?
Oh, music was going. So that's how she started watching, because she's like, oh, music was a party. There smoke? There was smoke. She saw smoke. She heard music. Listen, it was a Friday night, Ebro. It felt like Shabbos. You know,
that's
she's
right.
like,
maybe
hold
it
on.
Was. Maybe
but
it
no,
was.
And it probably was. It probably was the Friday night, you know, thing. And then when they twisted those necks, the heads clean off of the pigeons, I say, you know what? I think it may be time for us to just go to a hotel. Yeah.
Cool. He's like, let's get out of here.
No judgment. No judgment, man. Like, listen, Santeria, the religion has been totally bastardized worldwide, and people make it sound like it's evil and only used. That's not true. But this was an intense ritual, you know, for a couple of gringos like us. And we closed things out at a hotel for the last day. I was stuck with so many Cuban pesos that I wasn't able to trade back in, but that's neither here nor there. But did some great things. Went record shopping at this woman, Jacqueline's house. Jacqueline. Literally, it said, I went to a store. It said, this is one of the best record stores in all of Cuba. Casto, I got there. I'm like, I just see an apartment. I knock on the door. Dog starts barking. I'm like, what kind of store is this? The woman sees me, comes down and opens the door. And the record store was her kitchen.
Yeah. Mm.
The 45s were lined up next to her dishes.
Yo, she had some fire in there?
Yo, I got some great stuff. And unfortunately, damn it, I would have bought so much more if I knew they wouldn't take back my Cuban pesos. Right. So I'm stuck with all this money. I would have bought everything she had. She had so much fire, and she was so nice. Listen, overall, it was a great experience. The people were amazing. It gave me a lot of appreciation, though, for just how good we have it over here. Because, man, people don't
have... Definitely not a vacaciones.
Do you need a vacation?
I need a vacation for this trip. I need a vacation after this vacation.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
So look, the pigeon sacrifice thing.
You looked it up, didn't you?
I Googled it. It's for protection, I think. I think it was like for protection. And so it wasn't nothing, you know, you know. Listen, man, a lot of negative framing is placed around Vodum, voodoo, Santeria, and all of that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is about it's ancestral, it's positive vibes, it's protection, it's healing.
Right.
It's all of that. It's upliftment. It's all of that. So you guys, you know, you don't have nothing to worry about.
I mean, listen, tell that to the pigeons. I mean, they didn't see it that way.
I mean, pigeons going to be all right.
Who protects us from you?
Who protects the pigeons? You know what I'm saying? Pigeons is good, B. On the way. The Gurus, Cash One, 97 minutes, commercial free. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I just watched the video Rosenberg shared with us of Cuba. His neighbors at his Airbnb, they had some pigeons. They had to snap a few necks. You know what I'm saying? Snap a few necks, get the grease hot. You know what I'm saying? Say the blessings for, you know, nourishment that the ancestors delivered them, a couple of pigeons and some chickens.
That's right. We about to eat.
And, you know, we about to sit down on a Friday night and get busy, baby.
It's all love.
It's all love. The pigeons probably feel different.
Everybody in the United States and many industrialized nations, sit down and y'all go ahead and tear into that meat every single night.
Don't even
think about where that animal came from.
The process
of you getting that meat on your plate. And as soon as somebody show you one of these cows, pigeons, chickens, fish, or whatever it goes through to get to your plate, you want to act brand new, like.
Well, because we live in denial of that all the time.
Well, wake your punk ass up.
The 93 shot.
When it's on a plate with some fancy gravy and parsley,
yeah,
we not
man.
Think about all that.
It come from somewhere. Let's get to the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus unite. Guide you in your toughest times. Shani Coulter, burn the sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs us out there.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. I hear I missed a great one yesterday that I'm going to have to go listen to on the podcast.
You have
to. Yeah, man. It's, you know, best friend looking like your girlfriend. It was a lot.
Strange.
It was wild. It was wild. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, like if one day I looked at Natalie and realized she looked just like Ballard.
Exactly.
That would be incredibly alarming and hard to get through. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Good morning, everyone. You guys are the best. I live in another state. I listen every morning on my ride into the city. Anyway, I've been with my husband for 20 years, married for 19.
Okay.
I'm associates with his friends' wives by way of proxy. Yesterday, after work, I went with him to his friend's house. The wife did not come downstairs until an hour later, which is fine, no big deal, right? Then, when she did come down, she didn't speak. After 20 minutes, she addressed the room. She said, "What's up, y'all?" Mind you, I was the only female there. So if the excuse is she was mad at her husband, that is why she didn't address me, that's bull. Why would you speak to his friends? Anyway, I said to myself, whatever, no big deal. It is what it is. I've cut people off for less, and she is an associate, not a friend of mine, as I mentioned earlier. So we ended the night. I hugged everyone goodnight except her. Then I said, bye, y'all, to her.
Damn. Oh, man.
Same greeting. I'm not Michelle Obama. When they go low, I go lower.
Petty wild. I like it.
But then she wrote, but still classy.
Is it?
Are you?
Is it?
Really?
The problem I have is with my husband of so many years. And I guess this is why years don't matter, right? Anyway, of course, he didn't notice any of this. But when I mentioned it to him, his response was beyond mind-blowing. He said, "So, can you guys do the drop? What? This is exactly how I felt with you at your friend's house. I'm not addressed in the least by his lady. And when she do say hi to the room, it's normally a different greeting with a hug. Now, I should mention, her and I have no beef. We're cordial to each other. I wasn't expecting a greeting I would get from an actual friend, but just respect. I didn't expect my husband to say I'm never speaking to his friend again, but I did expect some support. Something to the tune of, I'm sorry that happened, a supportive ear, something. Even when I told him, I don't care what she did, it's about your response, he still didn't stop to understand where I'm coming from. Am I crazy? Even if he don't care about the nonsense, I respect that. However, support is something different no matter how petty the situation. Meanwhile, he did bring me there. I didn't ask to go.
Oh, God.
Yo, I mean, Laura, can you as a woman chime in? Because listen, I could say as a man, dudes, we get really annoyed with y'all with this BS, man. Yeah. And sometimes we tune it out, but he is wrong for not supporting her. I just won't go on record for that. But
right.
Laura, this is where you should chime in.
Like,
with,
I really
with
think
y'all,
like,
this whole greeting thing
he
that y'all are doing.
He definitely could have acknowledged that you felt like slighted, you know what I mean? Like, or disrespected. But fam, it is not that serious. Like, you're giving it too much power. Like, next time, like, just say goodbye. You know what I would have done? I would have said goodbye to her on purpose. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, goodbye, nice to see you, or whatever. Just kind of did it on purpose. But I just don't, I feel like you're making it bigger than it really is.
Right.
Like, now you know where she stands in your ecosystem. Your man was a little whack for not acknowledging your feelings that it hurt you, but you can't, don't make it a thing, man. Like, because it's not. It's not worth it. It's not worth your energy. It's not worth your time.
Well,
it
and
just
also,
sounds
if we wanna,
childish.
If we want to be, if I'm going to, you know,
keep
hold you to a higher standard and keep it a buck, she came downstairs late. Mm-hmm. Obviously, her and her man were dealing with something. And then she said, "Hi, y'all," or "What's up, y'all?" I don't know that I think you really had any grounds to be mad and not give her a proper goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, you got weird energy from her. I understand that. But like in a situation like that, I'm just saying, if you want to be the adult and be the bigger person, you treat her the exact same. You say thank you, good night. You give her a hug like everyone else.
That's it.
And you're in their house, right?
Yeah. Like, why? So, okay. So she gave you a weird greeting. She acted a little stank. Okay. Is that really worth making? When you said bye, y'all, and hugged everyone but
except
her, you escalated the whole thing.
Yeah. I think
that's on you.
I think she's a little overly sensitive. I think that that whole concept of I don't go high, I go lower was very funny, but it's a horrible way to be.
Right.
And you're going to continue to lose in life if you keep going lower every time you feel like somebody has slighted you just a little bit. Because that was big time disrespect.
Johnny just framed your whole existence.
Yeah, straight up.
That's what Shawnee does.
It takes more energy for that, right, Shawnee? It just takes more energy to be angry and upset.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need that in your life.
You will always be a miserable person. In certain fashions, if you don't figure out how to go higher and how to maintain respect, just because somebody does something that wasn't directly towards you and you take it personal, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time. You're going to have to figure out how to digest certain things a little easier than the way you digested that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree. You could address to your partner like, hey, I feel like you could at least acknowledge my feelings. But at the end of the day, it's unnecessary energy to bring to your relationship, right, just to even, you know, like take in. So maybe you should start going higher. You know what I mean?
I just have one question. So what happens the next time we say, hey, let's go over to my friend's house? Does she adjust her energy?
Yes. I mean, it ultimately is up to her. It's up to her if she wants to
if
go, but she knows.
If you're going to show up to somebody else's house and you're going to have a negative energy, like you're going to go lower than them at their house, like think about what you're saying.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
You've shown up to someone else's place of residence and they're going through something in their home.
And you don't know what it is.
That you've acknowledged and you don't know what it is, and she didn't greet you the way you wanted to in her home? You're bugging, fam.
Talking about she started it, so you straight disrespected the whole movement.
What are you talking about?
And your man is well like, said. Yo, be easy.
Yeah, the like, what is, are you, 12?
If,
like,
if they have to go to the friend's house again, this is your man's friend, and that's his partner. Depending on how you value your personal relationship, you have to go. Sometimes you got to make these compromises and be easy for the team.
And if you feel you can't fix your face, then don't go. Then don't go, but just know that it's gonna eventually like it be an issue in your relationship depending on how close this friend is.
I'm stuck on how you at somebody else's house mad about how they greeted you at their house. Yo.
So basically we're all telling you to grow up.
Facts. Sorry.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Yo, could you imagine that woman may not even wanted y'all at her house
right
that night.
She might
came
not have been
downstairs on some, what's up, y'all? Just on a light, what's up, right, y'all? That turned you into a whole monster.
She like, this is why I didn't want to come downstairs in the first place.
This is why I didn't want to come downstairs in the first place. This is why I didn't want company tonight.
Right.
But my man wanted y'all over here. I don't even like him right now. So right. Why would I even like you?
Right.
And why are you in my house?
Right.
People are crazy.
Listen, on the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what's goody?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I'll let you know who's been confirmed to both write and direct and reimagine The Wizard of Oz. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. We'll discuss it coming up, flashing lights.
Yo, turn that up. This is my joint right here.
Hey, homie hanging on my...
You out of pocket. Oh, wow.
Man.
Rosenberg and I were just reminiscing on that Kendrick show we saw about a week ago. Week of Change ago.
Shout out to, ran into a lot of listeners there, man. A lot of hip hop fans.
It was a good time, man. If you get a chance, hopefully it comes back around. I don't know how long he's touring or what the long term plans are, but man, I hope this keeps going.
I know, I'd like to almost see it again.
Yes. Listen, man, Kendrick is one of the greatest of our time, period. And when I say our time, I mean even my time before some of y'all was born time. Mm. Like, it's that great, and I've seen a lot of things. Kanye glow in the dark, watch the throne.
He's up there.
Yo, he, I would say in some ways, Laura, he took the Kanye, he took a lot of the things Kanye has done from like a show aesthetic standpoint,
mm-hmm.
And ramped it up and turned it into, so it looks like visually amazing, but then there's an entire level of theatrics around it too.
It's a stage play slash hip hop show.
I love it.
It's fire.
Did he disappear? Because I saw people be like, did Kendrick disappear? He disappears, like you see him, and then he vanishes.
He goes into the stage.
Yeah, there's a vanishing moment. There's a him rising up above the stage moment. There's his big, like, sort of choir-like backup singers that come out and dance in unison. It's the whole thing's fire.
Yo, your man came out with a puppet. Like he was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot about the puppet.
People don't even talk about the ventriloquism part. Kendrick.
Wow.
Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
So this is interesting. According to Deadline, and Warner Brothers, they've officially confirmed that Kenya Barris has been tapped to both write and direct and reimagine The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. So let's just all buckle up for a bunch of white people to be mad because Kenya Barris going to put black people in The Wizard of Oz. And then we're going, and then everybody's going to go, but this ain't The Wiz, bro. This is Wizard of Oz. And so hopefully is he planning to bring The Wiz and Wizard of Oz into one place? What are we doing?
That was the debate. How is it going to be? Because everyone's like, what is he going to do? Like, I don't know. And some people are like, why? We don't need a remake. We got, you know, we already have something good. So it's a very split. What I saw on social media, everyone was really split about it. They're like, we already have it. We already have The Wiz. We don't need anything else.
Well, Kenya Barris also gets mixed reviews in general. Like, beyond anything else. Like, his show that he starred in was, it had like
Black-ish?
Good
no, no, Black-ish no, was fire.
Black-ish, he I think he exec produces Black-ish, but he had a TV show, a straight up Netflix show about his life too.
Right,
he's an interesting cat. I mean, and I think he does create some level of controversy. But yeah, people are always going to compare it to The Wiz.
What was the TV show about his life, Ebro? Did you watch that?
Yeah, it was with Quincy Jones' daughter.
It was with, from The Office.
Yes. Rashida.
Black AF?
Yeah, Black AF. It was cool. Gosh. I watched some of it. I didn't finish watching all of it. It was entertaining.
But I did have pieces I liked. It did have things I liked. I think he's pretty funny.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. At your Flash and Lights report, the time is 8:53. Today's a high of 85. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
On the flash. Flash.
Life. Listen, coming up.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.